Before the first day of class, students got a sneak peek of the new wing at Worthing High School in the South Houston neighborhood of Sunnyside. Principal Dwayne Clark stood in the hallway to welcome the community.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great.
You good?
I'm great.
It was an emotional grand opening for Worthing. The new wing has two floors with new science labs, a college-style lecture hall, a library, and bright modern classrooms.
My students are excited. We're excited. This is a new Worthing. We have a new school and new expectations, and we're doing great new things, and we're going to try to continue some of the great traditions from the past.
The Sunnyside community waited almost 10 years for this addition at Worthing. HISD promised it when voters approved new construction projects back in 2007. Worthing was supposed to be one of the first schools completed. Instead, it's one of the last. Delays, contractor problems, and lawsuits plagued the project.
I want to apologize because it has taken this project longer than it should have taken.
HISD trustee Wanda Adams acknowledged those problems before any celebration in the school auditorium.
But I tell everybody that things had to happen, but because they've happened, we're able to build this state-of-the-art school and have the money necessary to complete all the projects for Worthing High School.
Worthing will continue to get a makeover worth $30 million in total. It's one of 40 schools in HISD that taxpayers agreed to renovate or rebuild in the 2012 bond package. At almost $2 billion, it's the largest school construction project in Texas history. It's had its own share of problems. Costs ran over by $200 million. The district's auditor issued a critical report saying there was some mismanagement. Now the board is waiting for an independent audit from the outside firm KPMG. Trustee Anna Eastman says they should release that in early September.
From what I can see, I believe the bond is better on track than it has been since it was approved by the voters. I see projects moving. We have several schools. North Houston Early College High School will open. Condit opened.
The W, the O, the R, the T, the A, the I, the N, the G, it's Worthing.
At Worthing High School, people wanted to celebrate instead of dwell on problems. One alum, Mary Dean, commissioned a new mural for the library. She came back to Sunnyside from New York, where she's an attorney. She wore her green and gold letter jacket from 1999 as she explained the message in the mural.
The theme is Each One, Teach One. It's an old African proverb because it was illegal for slaves to read. So if one slave learned how to read, they had a duty to teach the person who was next to them, which spawned the phrase Each One, Teach One.
The mural captures some of the history of Sunnyside. It shows local teachers and alumni who ended up in politics at the state capitol. But as students walk down the new gleaming hallway, Worthing faces other challenges. The school is failing to teach students according to state standards. It's rated improvement required. And enrollment is below 700 students. That's about half the future capacity of the new campus. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.